The good news, according to John. Chapter 7. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries and is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today. Please note that the reader, Wayne O'Connor, is not the translator of this book. And after these things, Jesus walked with his disciples in Galilee, for he resolved not to walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the feast of the Jews, the feast of Tabernacles, was near. His brothers, therefore, said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea, so that your disciples there may also see your works, which you do. For no one does anything in secret when he himself seeks to become well known. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For even his brethren did not believe him. Jesus therefore said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify concerning it, that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not going to this feast yet, because my time has not yet been completed." And having said these things to them, he stayed in Galilee. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he went also, not publicly, but in a hidden way. The Jews therefore looked for him at the feast, and said, "Where is that one?" And there was a lot of murmuring among the crowds concerning him. Some said, "He is a good man." Others said, "No, he just misleads the ignorant rabble." Yet no one spoke about him openly, for fear of the Jews. But when it came to be the middle of the feast, Jesus went into the temple and taught. The Jews were astonished, saying, "How is this man able to read, having never learned?" Jesus therefore answered them and said, "My teaching is not mine, but it is his who sent me. If anyone is willing to do his will, he will understand concerning the teaching, whether it is of God, or whether I speak from myself. He who speaks from himself seeks his own honor, but he who seeks the honor of him who sent him, that one is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Didn't Moses give you the law, and yet none of you practices the law? Why do you want to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who wants to kill you?" Jesus answered and said to them, "I did one work, and you are all amazed because of it. Think about it like this. Moses gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers, and on the Sabbath you circumcise a male child. If a male child receives circumcision on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses will not be broken, are you angry with me because I made a man completely healthy on the Sabbath? Don't judge according to outward appearances," that is, the superficial, tangible, etc., "but judge using righteous judgment." Some of them of Jerusalem therefore said, "Isn't this the one whom they want to kill? And look, he speaks publicly, and they say nothing to him. Perhaps the rulers, in fact, know that this is truly the Anointed One. However, we know this man, where he is from. But when the Anointed One comes, no one will know where he comes from." Then Jesus, while teaching in the temple, raised his voice and said, "You think that you know me and know where I come from. Yet I have not come from myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." Therefore they sought to arrest him, yet no one laid a hand on him because his time had not yet come. But many from the crowd believed into him and said, "When the Anointed One comes, will he do more signs than those which this man has done?" The Pharisees heard the multitude murmuring these things about him. So the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to arrest him. Jesus therefore said, "I am with you just a little while more, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will seek me, but will not find me, and where I am going, you cannot come. The Jews therefore said among themselves, Where is this man going, that we won't find him? Will he go to the dispersion among the Greeks, and teach the Greeks? What is this word that he said? You will seek me, but won't find me, and where I am, you cannot come. Now on the last day, the principal day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes into me, as the scripture has said, from within him will gush rivers of living water. But this he spoke about the Spirit, which those who believed into him were to receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Some of the multitude, therefore, when they heard these words, said, This truly is the prophet. Others said, This is the anointed one. But some said, What? Does the anointed one come from Galilee? Hasn't the scripture said that the anointed one comes from the seed of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was from? So a division arose among the multitude because of him, and some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him. When the officers returned to the chief priests and the Pharisees, they said to them, Why didn't you bring him? The officers answered, No one has ever spoken like this man. The Pharisees therefore answered them, Have you also been duped? Have any of the rulers believed on him, or any of the Pharisees? But this rabble that doesn't know the law is accursed. Nicodemus said to them, he who had come to him at night being one of them, Does our law judge a man before he has been heard in order to really understand what he is doing? They answered and said to him, Are you also from Galilee? Search the scriptures and see for yourself that no prophet comes from Galilee. And everyone went to his own house. This is the end of John chapter 7. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.